Okay, so we're on Daf Lamed Gimel tonight. Everybody ready? So we're on Rosh Hashanah Lamed Gimel. I'll begin on the Mishnah on Lamed Beis Amid Beis 32b, page 64. I'll go over from yesterday, five lines from the bottom. On the Mishnah, yeah. So the Mishnah says, "Manitin shofar shel Rosh Hashanah ima vino lavet chumim." Let's say it's Rosh Hashanah, and if I need to go where the shofar is, or I want to get a shofar, I can't leave my tchum, even though the mitzvah Torah the shofar is a mitzvah in the Torah. Leaving the tchum would be a violation under a rabbanan level. I can't do it. I can't remove a pile of stones from it. That would be moving muksa, right? So even though, again, it's mitzvah in the Torah to blow shofar, and now I violated the rabbanan, I can't do that. Lo olin be'ilan, I can't climb a tree. Let's say the shofar is in the tree. I can't climb the tree to get it because it's Xavier Rabbanan. I may come to break off a branch. If I break off the branch, I'll be violating Yantav on a Daraisa level. I can't ride a behema. Either I want to go to where the shofar is, or let's say the person's too sick, or he wants to retrieve the shofar. He can't ride a behema. I can't swim. Let's say the shofar fell into the water, or the shofar is on the other side of the water. I can't swim across the water. Again, that violates the Rabbanan that I may make a cliche yatin, a flotation device. I can't cut the shofar in a way to improve it. In other words, it would be a makib patish, whether I'm going to violate it in Rabban or in Dereis, and the Gemara will explain that. But if I want to clean it out and I want to put water or wine in it, that's not considered tikkun kli because I can blow without it. We don't stop young children from blowing the shofar. So it's going to be, it'll be yantiv, so we won't stop young children. Children aren't mechuyev in the mitzvah of tkiyat shofar, but we're not going to stop them from blowing the shofar b'shem chinuch. We like teach them until they learn how to blow shofar. As we discussed yesterday, mitasek means I'm preoccupied. This is a different halacha. So it's going to come out from, you would ask me yesterday about this. So it comes out, let's say he doesn't intend to blow sounds at all. He just wants to breathe into the shofar, but then he makes the sound. So he doesn't intend to make the sounds, but he makes the sounds. Or he intends just to make like some staccato noises. It wouldn't be the sounds, but it came out the right sounds. That's mitasik. Mitasik lo yisa mitasik, and not yotze. He says, v'shamim mitasik lo yotze. If I hear from a person's mitasik, I'm also not yotze. All right. Who's the questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did in the mission so far? All right, we'll come to a minute. Let's wait till we do this, to give it to the Gemara that, okay? So two lines from the bottom. So the Gemara says, my time, why is it that I can't violate all these dinim d'rabbanan in order to get the shofar? Shofar esehu, because shofar is a positive commandment. He says, v'yam tov esev lo tasev. Please look in the Gemara, okay? Oh, it's true, but you can listen and read the words. Okay, the otiot machimo, the chazal teacher said, if you see the words, it helps. So we're two lines from the bottom. Is the yantiv esteh v'lo taseh. The yantiv is both a positive commandment and a negative commandment. So an essay is docha lo taseh. An essay, you know, pushes away a lo taseh, but an essay can't push away an essay and a lo taseh. He says, so that's why I can't do it. So it means that, and even though they're dinim d'rabbanan, but it relates to the yantiv, so I can't do those things. He says, lo olin be'ilan v'lo ropin al gav behemoth. He said, I can't climb the tree, I can't ride the behemoth, so forth. So here the Mishnah teaches me, on the bottom line, here the Mishnah teaches me the things that are purely the Rabbanan and would at most involve a rabbinic prohibition, like leaving the tchum and mefakhan agal and lifting the stones off it. So the worst case scenario, I'd violate the Rabbanan, but I can't do that for shofar. So certainly I can't do the Rabbanans that would lead me to a dindaraisa, which would be, let's say, climbing the tree. And riding the behemoth, I might come to break the branch, then I'd violate the yantav on a deraisa level. So why does the Mishnah even have to mention it? Ashes Rabbanan Amrit Lo. Just a minute. Deraisa mi bayit. So the Torah, certainly, obviously, I can't violate it. So the Gemara says, Zuv ein tzrich lamar zu katani. So there's two styles in the Mishnah. One is Zuv ein tzrich lamar zu, that A, and it goes without saying B, and then Lo zu av zu. Not only this, but not only A, but also B. So this is the former, not the latter. What's up, A? What do you got?
Okay,
I'm going to give you the answer. Just wait 1 minute. Okay, so Abe Rosenberg asked, they can't hear the question over there. So Abe asked, from muksa, can't you move something for sarakufa makomo? So there are different types of muksa. So it's only kli shemalachto leisur. If it's one type of muksa, which is kli shemalachto leisur, it's a hammer. My hammer is in my chair, and I want to sit in the chair. I'm allowed to move the hammer. But other types of muksa, I'm not allowed to move for sarakufa makomo. And then, so this is not something that I can move. That's muksa machman chisar and kiss. But there's many different types of muksa. Okay, all right. So much. Okay, so let's move further on. Any questions, comments to us, anything we did so far? Everybody good? Okay, so I'm moving forward in the Gemara. Okay, we're on the top line. We did all this yesterday, actually. So now we're on Lamed Gimel Aleph, 33 at the top line. Okay, the aim coaching on the toe, maybe I can't cut the shofar. So it could mean to like scrape out the shofar to improve it, or someone would say to even cut it off the animal, but I can't cut it off the. Whether it would be a drabanan, so it would be deraisa. So the Gemara explains, mishum shvut magala, like a shvut would be cutting it with a sickle. Like the cleaning it out is easier. Let's say I'm cleaning out, I want to clean out, you know, and this shofar. So to take a sickle, that's obviously not the normal kli to do it. So that's a din drabanan. Lotasa sakin, if I take a knife, that would be lotasa. So the Gemara asked a similar question we had before. If you tell me, even when it's a drabanan, I can't do that on yantiv. So he says, lo tas amibai. So certainly I can't do it when it's a deraisa prohibition. The Gemara says, zubing tzrich lamar zukatani. Again, this mishnah is in the style of this, and it goes without saying that. You're right. It is the obvious, but zubing tzrich lamar zukatani. Okay? So welcome, Shaya. We're on Lamed Gimel Aleph. We're 3 lines above where it gets wide. Okay? Shaya? Lamed Gimel Amad Aleph, 3 lines above where it gets wide, okay? Aval, if he wants to put water or wine in the shofar to clean it out, he's allowed to do that. So the Gemara deduces mayim or yayin in, meiraglayim lo, that water or wine he could, but meiraglayim, urine he can, urine was a cleansing agent, so he can't do that either. So that's the implication of our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, "Manitin mani." So according to whom does our Mishnah go? Abba Shaulhi. Our Mishnah is like the Tana Abba Shaul. The Tani we learn in the Brisa. Abba Shaul Omer, Maimo Yayin Mutar, Kedil Tzatzachom. You're allowed to put water or wine in the shofar in order to clean it up. He says, "Meiraglaimus from the Tabo." Meiraglaim is prohibited even during the week. Never mind Shabbat Yontiv. Anytime I can't put meiraglaim in the shofar, it's not considered derekabo. It's similar to what we have like in the. You know, in the Korbanot, we said the Amathisin Meiraglayim Bazram Nechabod, that, you know, Meiraglayim would help, I think, what is it, the Toret, but it's not their Akabod, so we don't do that. All right. So now I'm on the first very wide line on Lamed Gimel Aleph. Ema'akin and Tinokot Milakoa. So again, going back to Rosh Hashanah, I'm not going to, again, a Tinok is not obligated to miss the shofar, but I'm not going to stop them from blowing the shofar because that's Chinuch. So the Gemara says, Hanashi Ma'akin. So the Gemara says, it sounds like, if you think about people who aren't Chayiv, who's not Chayiv? So children are not Chayiv because they're not below Bar Mitzvah. Women are also not Chayiv because Shofar is a mitzvah, Zman Gram, a positive band controlled by time. So the Mishnah only says, I'm not Ma'akin, but Katan wants to blow. The implication would be that I would be Ma'akin, but a woman who wants to blow. He says, Bahatanya, but we learn the Braisa, Ma'akin, Little Rashim, Little Rakinakot, the Kobi Yom Tov. The Braisa says, we wouldn't hold back women or tinokot from blowing on yantiv. So I have a steer between the Mishnah and the Braisa. The Braisa says that women could blow, and the Mishnah, the implication of the Mishnah is that women can't blow. So Amar Abayi. So Abayi says, there's no contradiction between our Mishnah and the Braisa. Hi, Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah follows the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, which we'll see in a minute. Hi, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon. Whereas the Braisa follows the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon. The Tani would learn the Braisa. Zaber ben Israel. So there's a mitzvah of smicha. Smicha is when a person brings a korban, he puts his hands on the head of the korban, leans on it, and that's the mitzvah in the Torah. Now, if it's not a mitzvah, you're doing an aveira by getting benefit from the animal. So if it's a mitzvah, you have a mitzvah, otherwise you have an aveira. So the pasuk says, the aveira b'nei Israel, and then it goes on and says, you'll do smicha. So b'nei Israel means the men. So the Braisa says, or Rabbi Huda says in the Braisa, that only men do smicha, women don't do smicha. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Nashim Sompot Rashut. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say that women could lean on it Rishus. Now, I should mention one other thing. Let me go back a little bit. I left something out. Rashi picks up about the shofar. Now, Rashi takes it. Let's go back. Again, so women, we said, we're not, I would not allow women to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Rashi takes it, if they would blow, it would be Baal Tosif. And since they're not obligated in the mitzvah, it would be Baal Tosif. That's the way Rashi learns. So other people just went, the other people are holding with Rashi, and there's the Sheik Mubali Tosfot, which I quoted, that that they say that that's not the issue. The issue is that if there's a mitzvah to blow shofar, I'm a kind of mitzvah, but otherwise, if there's no mitzvah to blow shofar, then there's an isur of klei shir. I'm not allowed to blow musical instruments on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So if I have a mitzvah to do it, so I'm doing the mitzvah. If I don't have the mitzvah to do it, so I violate the din of Rabbanan. Because I like either, so the problem with women blowing shofar, according to Tzad that holds it is a problem, is either because of Baal Tosif, according to Rashi, or according to the Baal Tosif, that they're making sounds with a klei shir and a shloba mako mitzvah. We turned out on Yom Tov. Well, we'll see in a minute. It's certainly the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, but even on Shabbos of Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. Well, we'll see in a minute. We'll see it on Yom Tov, okay? Now,
can you explain again how Rashi says that it's a Baal Tosif?
Okay, I'll come. Wait 3 minutes and I'll come back, okay? So he says, so the Gemara says, So Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say that women, if they want to do smicha, they could. Let's see Rashi, last Rashi. He says, Somchot Rishot, Alma, Afalgab de Patrinu Kra, even though the Pasuk exempts them from, in other words, everybody agrees that women are not obligated to do smicha. But even though the Pasuk exempts them, lucky Isura. There's no Isura if they do it. So the way, again, repeating, so this is for you, Fern, but for everybody. So Rashi's Mahalach is that if there's no mitzvah for them to do it, and then they do it, that's Baal Tosif. That's the way Rashi takes it.
I'm trying to understand that. In other words, I thought Baal Tosif had to do it. It's a mitzvah, and you're adding to the mitzvah. But if
that's what they ask against Rashi. We're doing Rashi right now. Rashi takes it, if there's a mitzvah, I have a mitzvah. If there's no mitzvah, I'm doing it as a mitzvah, I'm Baal Tosif. That's the way Rashi takes it. So assuming that's the issue, So one Tana holds Rabbi Yehuda holds that they can't blow the shofar because that would be Baal Tosif, and then the other side says no, if they would do a mitzvah if they blow it, so it's not Baal Tosif. That's the other side hold. So we see the same thing or something similar by smicha. So there's no mitzvah for women to do smicha on the animal, but Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon hold, if they want to do smicha, Rishus, they could do that. Okay? All right. Let me just do the Tosfos, then we'll talk in a minute, okay? So look at the top Tosfos. We're not going to do this whole Tosfos. If you look at the Tosfos, it looks very big. Probably takes the rest of the evening. But we'll do the beginning of the Tosfos, okay? Top Tosfos on Lama Gimel Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Avagab, the Stam of Nitin, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbeinu Tam says, even though the anonymous Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that women are not allowed to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. He says, halachic for Rabbi Yossi, dinimu poimo. So Tosfos says, nevertheless, the halacha follows Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, if they want to blow, they could blow. So the halacha follows Rabbi Yossi. Dinimu poimo is the term that Gemara has elsewhere, that like the depth of his thinking is with him. He says, umasirav, in addition to which Tosfos says, masirav means, if we see people conducting themselves in accordance with this other opinion, that's a strong raya. The halacha is that way. Who knows? This is safer, Masi Rav. What's the safer, Masi Rav?
Can you let Malka in? She's trying to get into class.
Yeah, 1 second. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so there's a. There's a sefer from the Gra. In other words, on Hagos of the Gra, it's called Masei Rav. That's the name of the sefer because it describes his on Hagos. You know, so you see, like, all right. So let's see back in Gemara. So the he says Masei Rav. The Hamotzi. We're on Welcome Malka. We're on the second and third line on Lamagil Rav and Tosfos. He says the Hamotzi Tzvilin Michal Batshul Haytamanach Tzvilin. The Gemara says that Michal, the daughter of Shaul, would put on tefillin. So here I see, obviously, women are not obligated in tefillin, And that's that they learn it, you know, it's Limat Temotam Benechem, Lobrotechem, and then Tilin is nearby, and that's really the source that Mrs. Sesha's one grandma. It says, Ve'ishto sheyona shta ola l'regel. And the wife of Yonah, Ben Amitai, would make Aliyah l'regel, even though Aliyah l'regel of Mrs. Sesha's one grandma, Neshiva Peturot, should make Aliyah l'regel. So I see Maase Rav, I see the women, you know, did do mitzvot, that they weren't obligated. Who moved to the Perakim Dorshin? In addition to which, Tosfos brings another incident where they said that they brought a korban shlamim to the Azara, the Ezra's Nashim, where the women would be, and the women did smich on the korban, so they have nachas ruach, so they feel better about it. So you see that you can do it that way. Then Tosfos says a different point. This is the third narrow line in Tosos. So now the second issue. Even by assuming the women can do mitzvahs, they're not obligated, which is the way we normally assume the halacha is. But are they allowed to make a bracha if they're not obligated? Tosos says they are allowed to make a bracha. They're busy with the mitzvah, like Michal, the daughter of Shaul, would also make a bracha. Now, Tosus brings a raya. The Teda, the Min and Perka Chovel, Tosus is trying to prove that women do make a bracha. He says, you look in Baba Kama, Amar of Yosef, Mikara Amri Manda Amar Allah, Rabbi Huda, Dina, Yomatab, Rabbanan. So, Rabbi Yosef was blind, and Rabbi Huda said that a blind person is not chayv in mitzvos. So, Rabbi Yosef said, if somebody would tell me the halacha initially, if somebody would tell me the halacha is like Rabbi Huda, that a blind person is pater from mitzvot, I'm making yantav for the chachamim, because I'm not mitzvah, but I'm doing the mitzvot. So I figure I'm in a better situation. I'm doing above and beyond the call of duty. But then he says, but now that I heard that kedom mitzvah osa, misha eno mitzvah osa, so if somebody would tell me that the halach is not like Rabbi Huda make a yantav for him, he says, but in this sad that he wanted to make a yantav, he even become the torment of the bar, assuming the barek. If you're pater from something and you couldn't make a bracha, in other words, Rav Yosef's thinking, initially I'm doing the mitzvot, even though I'm pater from it. So I'm head and shoulders above everybody else. They're mitzvah doing it, and I'm not mitzvah, I'm doing it. But Tosfos says it must be he was making a bracha, because if he's losing out the bracha, if he's not mitzvah, he can't make a bracha. He says, why is he making a yantav? It's not so great. But lo yamafsi brought birchot tzitzit alulu with tefillin and megillah and erech Chanukah v'sukkah v'avdal v'kiddush yom brachot shakriyish mashachar v'arvid v'chol brachot kulan. So he's losing out on all these brachot. So that proves, we think, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that a person is not mesubah could make a bracha. V'mirin perikam iniyach haiman debay the mevei chasid v'kayim yilei the brachot. And the Gemara says in Baba Kama, if a person wants to be a chasid, he should fill, you know, the dinim by bracha. Anyway, so that's the stock of Rabbeinu Tam, and that's the way the Ramah goes. Sephardim, though, hold that you can't make a bracha. So if a woman, let's say a Sephardic woman waves lulav, so she would not recite a bracha because she's not mitzvah. We hold, the question is, how can they say, Asher kishanu b'shtav tivanu, that you commanded us to do this? They're not commanded, so how can they do it? So Sephardim hold, taka, they can't make a bracha because it's a sheker. So we hold that tivanu, that he gave us like a mitzvah, commanded all of Israel, right? Okay, just 1 second. I'll be with you in a minute, Fern, okay? All right, just 1 minute. Let me just do a little piece and we'll talk.
No, now, I was just saying what you were saying.
Oh, okay. So now, all right. Now, all right. So Rashi says, Rabbi Huda forbids a woman to go shofar because it's be Baal Tosif. Alternatively, the Tosos in Erevin on Daf Tzadivav explains that Rabbi Huda forbids women from blowing shofar because the rabbinic prohibition is playing musical instruments on Shabbos Niyantiv. Even though this Easter was lifted on Rosh Hashanah for the sake of the mitzvah shofar, the Easter still pertains to women who are exempt from shofar. So the woman's not chayevet in shofar, and then she blows shofar, according to Bali Tosfo, within this tzad, she'll violate the Easter of Klei Shir on Yantiv. Indeed, the Ramah writes that due to the Easter of play instruments, even men should not continue to sound the shofar if they fulfill the mitzvah. So that's what Ramah says. Once you blow shofar in the morning, don't go blow shofar anymore today. He says, the Mishnah said, I think there's more involved as well, LP Kabbalah, you shouldn't blow shofar as well. But he says, the Mishnah says that children are an exception and permitted to blow shofar all day, so they can practice and become proficient shofar blowers. He says, Allah follows Rabbi Yosef, who disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, and permits women to blow the shofar, even though it's not obligatory for them to hear shofar, if they like to perform the mitzvah, they fulfill the mitzvah. Therefore, there are no grounds for possible violation of Baal Tosif or violation of the Isur to play instruments. That's the way they hold. Now, the Rambam asserts that even though women are permitted to blow the shofar, they may not recite a bracha because the wording in the bracha implies the mitzvah is obligatory upon the reciter, Shekhshan B'Stavet Sivanu, who commanded us. The Ramah rules in accordance with Rabbeinu Tam, which we went over, who maintains that even though women are not commanded to perform mitzvah Shazvanak Ramah, they are permitted to recite a bracha when they perform the mitzvah. Ramah adds that if a man, after hearing shofar and shul, blows shofar on behalf of one or more women, one of the women must recite the bracha and not the man, since he has already fulfilled his mitzvah. Okay, now, Rabbi Kiva Eger writes that today most women have accepted the mitzvah of shofar upon themselves as though it is compulsory, and therefore a woman is no longer permitted to disregard the mitzvah of shofar without good reason. According to Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's like kiblu alayhu. It's like sometimes you see, like by Mariv, they say that. In other words, like, this is my chalok in the Gemara, and this is Arvis Rishus Rechova. This Rishus. But now the post can say everybody's accepted as a chova. So now it becomes like a chova. So the Rabbi Kiva Eger wants to say with the kid shofar, we have already accepted it as a mitzvah. So that's, they have to, then if, once they accept it as a mitzvah, so then they got to go and they got to hear it. Now the Shagas Ari asserts that even though women can perform the mitzvah of shofar, a man is forbidden to carry shofar through public domain for the sake of a woman's mitzvah. So it means, let's say it's Yantiv and there's no Erev here. So Shagas Ari says, I can't carry the shofar for a woman. In other words, I'm allowed to carry shofar if it's you know, shayach for Yantiv, but women are not obligated in shofar. So I can't carry a shofar for a woman. He asserts that carrying in Rosh Hashanah and Yantiv is permitted only for the sake of a compulsory mitzvah. Right, without an Erev. He says, many authorities disagree and permit a man to carry shofar or a lulav from shul for the sake of his wife's mitzvah. It's also shayach by a lulav. So a lot of men, you know, maybe they'll come to shul and then they want to carry the lulav home for the wife to wave the lulav, and then run into the same issue, if it's maybe even more of an issue because of the, well, right. In other words, the only issue would be if you're afraid of being stolen in shul, maybe like that, but otherwise you should leave it in shul. So, but I mean, there's one issue with hachana, that's the other thing, but the other issue is carrying. So to carry, so hachana, yeah. So for the hachana, then I'm from pretty stolen, I can bring it home. But for carrying on Yantiv, I'm only allowed to carry if it's Sarah Yantiv. So then I don't know if you could carry it home under those circumstances. Okay, wait, what's up, babe? Right. No, it's not a problem. That's what that's done all the time. Yeah, it's. But you walk from here to Booth Memorial Hospital? Oh. All right. Any questions? Anything in the cyber world? All right, I'm going to move on. Okay. All right, let's see further. All right, so now we're on Lamed Gimel Min Aleph. We're 5 lines from the bottom. Okay, I want to ask him how to still do it. Like, I'll be involved with the kids till they'll learn how to blow shofar. So the idea is, it sounds like it's Mishnah Mechina. So it's Yantiv, and I let them practice with the shofar, even though there's no mitzvah for them, but for Mishnah Mechina. Amr Lazar, Fidu B'Shabbat. Lazar says, even on Shabbos, I can let them practice. Now, some want to say that it's only when, like, in when the place where there was a bezdin, they could blow on Shabbos, so then they could practice on Shabbos. But here we don't have a bezdin, you can't. Someone say like that. But so he says, "Kani nami hachi." We learn in the Brisa this way: "Mitaskim b'hanan shniel madu afilu b'Shabbat." Like I'm busy with the kids until they learn how to blow shofar, even on Shabbos. I don't stop the children from blowing the Shabbat or on Yantiv. The Gemara says like Gufa Kasha. The Brayer says internally contradictory. I'm involved with the kids until they learn how to blow shofar, even on Shabbos. That sounds like Chachila. I tell them, go blow. He says, we have a green light. And then it says, I don't hold them back from blowing. I don't hold it back. I wouldn't do it. So the end of the price sounds like it's a yellow light. The beginning of the price sounds like a green light. So this is no kashas, no contradiction between the two segments of the brisa. Khan, turn page, top line, lamigilma beis, khan de katan shigila chinuch. So when it says there's a green light, that's a katan shigila chinuch. Katan shigila chinuch means that the child is old enough to understand, you know, the mitzvah. So usually it depends on the child and it depends on the mitzvah, usually between, let's say, six to eight, somewhere down there, he's gila chinuch. So if he's gila chinuch, and he understands the mitzvah today, so then I should teach him to blow the shofar. He says, but if it's katan shlomi gilachinuch, then I don't stop him, but I don't encourage him. All right.
I have a question.
All right, just one second. Okay, what's up?
You know, you're supposed to study Hilchot Pesach a month before. I don't understand this whole business with the shofar. It's like it comes as a surprise on the day of the shofar. You have a lesson, you bring it to a mumcha, you're not allowed to carry it because you'll bring it to a mumcha. You're allowed to be metasek this because you're teaching whether he's the age of mitzvot, the age of chinuch or not. You're teaching it to him on the day of Rosh Hashanah. It just doesn't make sense.
I don't know. Let's go back. Let's say it's Rosh Hashanah. There's a mitzvah to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So the kid, it's like the kid waves a lulav, so the kid will blow the shofar.
Right, but the question is whether the parent is involved or mitasek with him.
That's what we said. If it's a gila chinuch, so the parent will be encourage him to do it. If he's low gila chinuch, the parent just won't stop him from doing it.
I thought her point was that just like it is before Pesach, you're supposed to learn, take a month before and learn that the chinuch had been done before Rosh Hashanah.
They should educate before Rosh Hashanah, but on the day of Rosh Hashanah, it means that the kid should learn like to blow shofar. So he'll learn how to blow to be able to the mitzvah. Just like the kid, like he waves lulav on Sukkot. Same thing, you know. Like
he has a whole month available to learn this activity.
Now's the day for the mitzvah. Now's the day
time.
For the mitzvah. All right, now the second line from the top of Lamed Gimel Beis. Okay, from it to Asik Lo Yatsa. So we said in the Mishnah of a person blew shofar, but he was preoccupied. He's not Yotze. Let's look at Rashi on the second line of Rashi. Metasek Hudlo She'enu Mitkavin Latki. He doesn't intend to blow the right notes, but Pilu Delav Mitzvah. In other words, he's just intending like a bark, like he just makes to make a staccato sound, or he just like blew air through the shofar, but I'll tell you, and then the right sound came out. Let's go back. I jumped the gun with this rash a little bit, but let's see back in the Gemara. So it means he's playing around with the shofar. He didn't intend to make the right sounds, but the right sounds came out. So he's not Yotze. He's not Yotze. He didn't even intend to make right sounds. He says, so the Gemara says, Atakela Shir Yatsa. So the implication would be, if he blew, but he just wanted to make nice sounds, he wanted to make the right sounds, but he didn't intend to do a mitzvah, that he would be Yotze. So that's the implication of the mission. In other words, where I didn't intend to make the right sounds came out, so I'm not Yotze. But if I intended to make like nice sounds, the right sounds came out, then I am Yotze. So Lema Sayle the Rabbah. So that would seem, if that's the correct shot in the Mishnah, that would seem to support Rabbah, the Amar Rabbah to kill the Shri Yatzah. Rabbah says, we discussed this already, the mitzvah ain't Srichot Kavana. So if a person blew the shofar because he wants to make nice music, but the Messiah says he made the right sounds, so he's Yotze, because mitzvah ain't Srichot Kavana, according to Rabbah. So the Gemara says, Dilma to kill the Shir Nami Mitaseh Kari Lake. Maybe the town of the Mishnah calls even to kill the Shir Mitaseh. And Mitaseh means preoccupied. Maybe the Tana identifies that also as a form of Mitaseh. So he holds Yinat Yotze. See, it's not Mukhrach. The Mishnah could be read either way. It could be Mitaseh means the way we said, he just like intended to blow and not make any sounds, or he intended to make nice sounds. But he, until he has Kavani, he's not Yotze. That's another way to read the Mishnah. Okay. Shomayim and Mitaseh Lo Yotze. A person, I'm listening to somebody who is Mitaseh, so I'm not Yotze either. So the implication of that line is, Aval Shomayim and Mashmi La'atzmo, Ma Yatsa. In other words, Tana has that halacha, so presumably I could deduce from that halacha a different halacha. If I'm Shomayim, in other words, I'm hearing it from somebody. So I'm hearing somebody who's medasek, I'm like yotze. If I'm hearing it from somebody who's mashmina la'atzmo, somebody who's just blowing the shofar for himself in the privacy of his own home, and I hear him maybe like through the window and I'm in the next apartment, that I'm yotze. That's the implication. If I'm hearing medasek, I'm not yotze. But I'm mashmina la'atzmo, I am yotze. So lame it to be tiyufta the Rebbe Zera. So if that's the correct, a deduction from the Mishnah, there'll be a kash against Rebbe Zera. Rebbe Zera is an Amara. The Amarle Rebbe Zera l'shame, and he had this early in the Gemara. Rebbe Zera said to his attendant, "Ichave nutkali, have kavana and blow the shofar for me." We usually say that you have to kavana to be motzi the person, but if the implication then he wouldn't need the kavana. So the Gemara says, "No, taka." The Mishnah can mean that in achinami, the Mishnah says shomei metasek lo yatsa, but in achinami shomei min mashmi is also not yotze. But he says, Dilma, I did Tana Reish Matase, Tana Seif Nami Matase. The reason Tana taught that, just consistency of language. He had Matase, the Matase is not Yotze. And then he says, Shomei Matase is not Yotze. But that's just for consistency of language. In Achinami, you hear from somebody who didn't have to want to be Motsu, you're also not Yotze. All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? All right. Let's go to the next again. Okay, the next Mishnah. All right. Everybody with me? We're closing in on the end of this Masechta. We are closing it. And then on Shabbos, I told you, I think on Shabbos, I'm going to pick up 10 lines from the bottom on Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. Okay? Atkin Rebbe Yibo B'Kesari. Okay, that's where I'm going to pick up on Shabbat, all right? And Shabbat, I think we're at 3, what time, Fern? 3:20?
3:25.
Okay, so we're 3:25? Okay, 3:25 on Shabbat. Yeah, that's not the way we used to do it, but okay, with 3:25. All right.
Not everything was the way we used to do it lately.
All right. Let's take a look. Okay. Let's see back in the Gemara. Okay. So, Manitin. Okay. The Mishnah says, Seder Tkiot. Okay. Everybody focus. Okay. Manitin. Seder Tkiot. Shalosh, shalosh, shalosh. That the order of the Tkiot are three groups, and each group has three kolot. It means that I'm going to blow for Malchiot, I'm going to blow for Zichron, I'm going to blow for Shofrod, and each one will be Tkiah true, Tkiah, Tkiah true, Tkiah, Tkiah true, Tkiah. Now again, on a derice level, I only need 9 kolot on Rosh Hashanah. So I need Tkiah true, Tkiah, Tkiah true,
Tkiah. I'm sorry, it's 3:15. I just don't want you to...
Right. It is 3:15. Okay, so 3:15.
I misspoke, I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so again, so on a derice level, I just need Tkiah true, Tkiah, Tkiah true, Tkiah, Tkiah true, Tkiah. Now, shir trua to shloshi b'avot. The shir of the trua, that means the length of the trua, is like 3 v'avot. So Rashi learns 3 v'avot, 3 kolot, like 3 beats, the way Rashi learns is shir trua. What? I skipped something? I'm sorry. Yeah. Shir tkiah to shlosh trua. Thank you. Okay. Shir tkiah to shlosh trua. The shir of the tkiah is like 3 truot. So this really means that if I have, again, tkiah true, tkiah, tkiah true, tkiah, tkiah true, tkiah, the pshat is going to be that the length of the 3 tkiot is equal to the 3 truot. In other words, the tkiah is equal to, it's like a sandwich. So tkiah is equal to whatever in the middle of the sandwich. So tkiah true, tkiah, the tkiah is equal to the truot in length, right? So if I have 3 sets of tkiah true, tkiah, so the 3 tkiot are equal to 3 truot.
But there is 6 tkiot.
All right, let's go again. Okay, everybody, let's all focus. Let's all focus, okay? Everyone focus. All right. Now, if I do tkiah true tkiah, the tkiah is going to be as long as the truot. Is everybody good with that? Any tkiah, okay? Tkiah true tkiah. Right. So if the trua takes, hypothetically, the trua takes 10 seconds, the tkiah takes 10 seconds. Is everybody good with that? Okay. So if I have 3 sets of tkiah, trua, tkiah, tkiah, trua, tkiah, tkiah, trua, tkiah, the 3 truot add up to 30 seconds. The 3 tkiot will also add up to 30 seconds. The tkiot before the trua. All right? Okay. Hold on to that. Okay. So it says, shir tkiah kishosh trua. Shir trua. The shear of a trua is like 3 vavo. So it's machloket Rashi and Tosos. Rashi takes the 3 vavo or like 3 kolo, like 3 beats. like it sounds like from Rashi, it's just like beep beep, like ooh ooh ooh. That's the way that the true will sound. And Tosfos says that each yavava is three koko. According to Tosfos, in the middle of this big Tosfos, he says each yavava is like three kokos in terms of so longer. Okay, so shia true to shosh yavava. Now takabari shona umashach b'shniya kishnayim, which we had already. Let's say I did tekiya and then I did trua, and the second tekiya I make it twice as long. So if a tekiya is 10 seconds, I do the second tekiya 20 seconds. With the intent that I can double it over and use it for the next sequence. In other words, I'm doing tekiya trua tekiya for Malchio, and then I'm going to do tekiya trua tekiya for Zichrono. So the last tekiya that I do in Malchio, I'm going to make it twice as long, and then I'll like cut it in half, and then I'll count as the first tekiya the next Seder. And again, the halacha is if you hear like the tekiya the 9 hours, the different hours of the day, you're also yotze. So if I did that, I can't cut one tekiya and use it for two different sedarim. If a person, here Misha Beirach means, not making Misha Beirach for a cola, he says Misha Beirach, he davened Musaf. He davened Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, and then he got a shofar. So he didn't have a shofar for Musaf. He davens, and now he has a shofar. Tokea Maria b'tokea shlosh pamim. So this may seem obvious to us, but the Gemara, and this is like Rabbi Simon Wolf was saying, I might have thought that the tekiyot are so inherently linked to the brachot, I can't do one without the other, or I can't do tekiyot without the brachot. So I did the brachot, I do the tekiyot, I'm up a creek. So kamash v'lan, so I'll do the tekiyot, I'll sound the shofar afterwards. Kishem sh'shlet sibur chayav, takol yachid v'tayat v'tayat. Just like the shlet sibur is chayav to recite the brachot for Musaf, so too every individual is chayav. He says, Rabbi Gamliel Meir, shlet sibur motzid rabbi d'chavotan. Rabbi Gamliel says, no, the shlet sibur will motzi you for Musaf. That's what Rabbi Gamliel says. All right? Now, let's listen. All right, let's do a little in Tosfos. Okay, look at the top Tosfos. He says, everybody with me? So, Shir Tru Shoshivabo, so Pirish Bekuntra Shosha Kolo Ba'alma Koshu. Tosfos says, what are Shoshivabo? Like three kolo, like three brief, sounds. The common meaning, the Akin Rabbi Baba Kisari, Kashrak Kashak Karak, it means that's a short form for Tekiya Shvarm Trua Tekiya, Tekiya Shvarm Tekiya. So the Gemara is going to say in tomorrow's daf, which William Netter will do on Shabbos, that there was a machloket. What is a trua? Is a trua, what we call shvarim? Is a trua what we call trua? Or is a trua shvarim trua? So Rebbe says, we're going to do all of them. So he says, is it like short, sobbing? O shvarim ginuchi ganach, or like moaning. O shvarim trua shneim tzirich letrua. The dilma ginuchi ganach v'yul yalil. Now Tosu says, but tzirich lizeher b'shvarim shlehi marich al kol chad b'kniasmo kishosh yibabo kishosh kolo kolo. Now let's just focus on Rashi. So according to Rashi, how does a trua sound like, and how does a shvarim sound like? So it sounds like a trua sounds like that's a trua. And shvarim sounds like longer. Okay, that's still according to Rashi. The Tosfos says, according to Rashi, now the shvarim has to be longer than each sound of the trua. Because the trua is just one, like what they call tromitin. So the shvarim used to with us. Yeah. So the trua is just like one tromitin. The shvarim is going to be longer than that. When I make it longer, I can't make it longer that it's like three kolo. In other words, if individual shvarim is longer like three kolot, then it's going to be the same as a tekiya, right? Because the tekiya is equal to whatever's in the middle of the sandwich. In other words, I do tekiya trua tekiya. How long is that tekiya? It's like three kolot, right? When I do tekiya trua tekiya, so the true is three kolot. So tekiya is also a length of three kolot, right? So whatever that is. So now when I'm doing shvarim, I'm doing it longer. But I can't make each shever so long that it's equal to that tekiah, right? Because I'm caught between a rock and a hard place. It's got to be longer, but it can't be that long, right? So it's got to be bigger than one kol, but shorter than three kolo, because that'll be like the size of the tekiah. So logically, it would be two kol. It sounds like we should hit for that. He says, "Dim kinasat tekiah v'lo shvarim." Now, let's go slowly with this. Now, the Tosfos says, later on, Tosfos quotes, if you look in the Tosfos, like 10 lines above where it gets wide, he says, "Rivav ariben rameir mefarshim, yivav hu shlosh koko shel koshu." So they explain that a yivavo, the Gemara says that a trua is like three yivavo, right? Sheer, what is sheer trua kishosh yivavo? The Rashi says three kolo. But these Balei Tosfos say it means each yivavo is three kokos. So three yivavo would be nine kokos, right? Nine kokos. He says, teisha koko, v'shir tkia kachi. Now this gets a little complicated. So according to the Balei Tosfos, so if I have a tkia, so my tekiah has to equal at least nine kokos. The length of time has to be like nine kokos, right? All right. Now, so that'll work for the Balei Tosfot, but it's according to the Balei Tosfot, the shvarim is going to be maybe like three kolo, and then it's not going to work for Rashi. So how can I be yotze Rashi and the Balei Tosfot? So the Rav, when he was younger, came up with a solution. You could be yotze both Rashi and the Balei Tosfot. And so the Rav's solution was that you'll do five for Shvarim, you'll do five sounds for Shvarim. Each Shever will be like two tromitin, two beats. Each one will be two beats. So according to Rashi, so it works out well. I have the Shvarim. The Shvarim is bigger than one beat and shorter than three beats. So that's adequate. I have that. And then according to the Balei Tosfot, it will also work out, because the Balei Tosfot, they hold that I have to have like a number of nine beats in the middle. And I'm going to do five shvarim, each one two beats, so I'll have like 10 beats there. Now, one of my rabbis was Rav Avraham Bronshfield. He should have a refuah shleima. So many years ago, he said he blew shofar in the Beis Medrash at Yeshiva Yitzchak Kanan. And Rav Lessin was a Mashkiach at that time. Rav Lessin is the Chafetz Chaim's son-in-law. So he said he went through the whole sugya ahead of time. This is before he was a Rosh Hashiva. And he didn't discuss it with Rav Lessin ahead of time. Rav Lessin said Shvarim, and he blew five kolo. Rav Lessin put up three. And so he did the way he was trying to do it. And he felt like he's yotzei all the shittot this way. And he had a lot of trouble blowing the shofar that year. He said he usually has no problem blowing the shofar. So he says, after Musaf, he discussed it with Rav Lessin, he explained it to him. He says, Rav Lessin was very angry at him that he had done this whole hiskachus or whatever. And Rav Bronshfield took it that he had difficulty blowing shofar. He took it because he had, you know, he didn't feel like he did quite the right way. And he should have discussed it with Rav Lessin ahead of time. And he felt like because of that, he had difficulty blowing the shofar. All right. So now, so the Rav had this idea. So the Rav, when he was a youngster, had the idea. And his father forwarded it to his grandfather, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, and Reb Chaim thought it was a good idea. So there's a way to be yotzei both shito. Okay, now, all right, let's see further in the Gemara.
Can
okay,
I
now,
ask a question?
You may.
If it's a sandwich and the tekiah is supposed to be the length of what's happening in the middle of the sandwich,
right?
How can that, you have tekiah, shvarim, tekiah. So the shvarim, the three shvarim take as long as the tekiah. The nine trua take as long as the tekiah, which is as long as the three shvarim, let's just say. Sure. So how, when you have tekiah, shvarim, trua, tekiah, how does that work?
Also,
if the stuff in the middle, the shvarim and the tekiah.
Again, if you have a shvarim, the tekiah for tekiah, shvarim, trua is a longer tekiah than tekiah for tekiah, shvarim, tekiah.
Really?
Yeah. All right, I gotta move. Okay, but that's the way it goes. Okay, now there's also machloket poskim. When you do machloket rishonim, when I do shvarim terua, do I have to do that in one breath or two breaths? There's machloket poskim. So the way we do it is, so one set we do with one breath, and one set we do with two breaths is usually the way we do it. Okay, let's go further to the Gemara. Now, so the Gemara says, Bahatanya Shir Tkiya Ketrua. So I already explained the Mishnah based on the Maskana, but the Mishnah says Shir Tkiya is like Shlosh Truot. Shir Tkiya is like three Truot, but I said that the Tkiya like three Tkiya, like three Truot. But the Gemara is thinking that the Shir Tkiya is like three Truot, but then Shir Tkiya Ketrua, but it says Shir Tkiya is like Ketrua. So Amar Abaye, Tana Dan Kasha Kida Kulu Babe. So our Tana is making a cheshbon for all of the, you know, tkiyot from all three sections. Tana Barak, Chashiv Chad Baba Batulo. That the outside Tana the Brisa is like, you know, one tkiyot true tkiyot. All right. Shir true Shoshi Vavot. We said the Shir Vatrua is like three Vavot, which Rashi learned with like three kolot, and Tosos learned with like nine kolot. But Tanya Shir true Shoshi Shvarim. But Abraisa says the Shir Vatrua is like three Shvarim. So Amar Abaye, Bahabadai Pligi. So Abaye says this is definitely a machloke. In other words, what is the true sound like? Is it true? In other words, we refer to true, we refer to Shvarim. But in other words, the thing in the middle is the trua. Is the question, is the trua what we call trua? Is trua what we call Shvarim? Or is the trua what we call Shvarim trua? So he says, Bahabadai Pligi, the Chtiv Yom Trua Yelechem. So it says you should have a day of trua, which is calling out. And with targabinan, yom yavaba yahelachon. Like a day of, I don't know, how's he translate yavaba? Sobbing? How's he translate? What? No. That's what he says, yavaba? What's that?
It says yavaba.
All right. What was crying we'll go with, okay? Crying, okay? So he says, yom yavaba yahelachon. If he made the sister, it says concerning the mother of Sisera. Sisera was this non-Jewish general that fought, you know, Deborah and Barak. The mother of Sisera was like looking through the window and like crying for her son. So Marsavar Ginuchi Ganach. So one hold. In other words, Yom Trua is Yom Yavava. But what does that mean? So Marsavar Ginuchi Ganach. One hold. It's like moaning. Moan is like the Shvarim. One holds like sobbing. So that's the machloket. Which way it is? Short, long or short? Right. Okay. All right. So that's that piece. I'm going to go on to the next piece tomorrow, and then that will be it for tonight, hopefully. Okay. So okay, we're eight lines from the bottom on the moment base. Tana Rabbanan minayin shiva shofar. Now, how do I know? It says yom. It doesn't say shofar by Rosh Hashanah. The Torah never mentions shofar in reference to Rosh Hashanah. So how do I know? It says Yom Teruah and Zichron Teruah, but it doesn't say shofar. How do I know that I take a shofar to make those sounds? So he says, Taman Lomar Bahavar Tashofar Teruah. So it says concerning the Yovel and Parshat Bahar, you blow a shofar Teruah. So Ainli it'll be Yovel. So all I know, that's on Yom Kippur of Yovel. I go, Rosh Hashanah Minai. How do I know that in Rosh Hashanah I take a shofar? Taman Lomar Bachodesh HaShvi'i. So it says, So the Torah says on Yom Kippur you'll take it, and you'll take it on the 10th of the 7th month. I already know that Yom Kippur is the 10th of the 7th month. So that's superfluous. I don't need the Torah to tell me again that it's on the 7th month. That term is superfluous. You call to teach me that all the truot are going to be the same. So if the trua on Yom Kippur of Yovel is with a shofar, then the trua on Rosh Hashanah is also going to be with a shofar. All right? Yeah, it says it in Emor. It says it in Kedem. It says all over the place. He says, Uminayin Shepshuta Lefaneha. How do I know that before the trua? So all I know, I need three truot. And the Gemara is going to say how I know it's three truot. How do I know that I need a pshuta before and pshuta after? Like a plain sound before and a plain sound after. In other words, like a pass through, like a plain sound. When I ship shoot liachareha, I don't shoot afterwards. Tamalomar ta'aviru shofar. So it says bahavarta shofar trua. Trua is a sound, but bahavarta shofar. So I shoot liachareha. Keepurim ta'aviru shofar. So ta'aviru, the second ta'aviru is after the trua. So that I only know about the Yovel. So I don't know that I need a pshut lefaneh, pshut l'acharei on Rosh Hashanah. I only know by the Yovel I have it that way. Rosh Hashanah minayin. How do I know that Rosh Hashanah? I also need a pshut lefaneh, pshut l'acharei. Tamalomar b'chodesh hashvi'i. So again, I have that superfluous term b'chodesh hashvi'i. Chain tamalomar b'chodesh hashvi'i. Torah didn't have to write top line and l'dam down and olive. Chain tamalomar b'chodesh hashvi'i. Torah didn't have to write that. Umat tamalomar b'chodesh hashvi'i. Should call true out a chodesh hashvi'i zeh kazeh. That all the true out have to be the same. So we learned that it has to be shofar, and we're learning that it's got to be tkia true a tkia. How do I know that I need three groups of three kolot? So there are three psukim that refer to a trua, three psukim in the Torah. So vahavarta shofar trua, but that's on by the Yovel. Shabbaton zichron trua, that's by Rosh Hashanah. Yom Trua Lacham by Rosh Hashanah. So I have three truot that I mentioned in the Torah. One by Yovel, one by Rosh Hashanah. How do I know that I have to conflate all of them? So they're each going to have, Shaiyasu with me, that they're each going to have three truot and preceded by Tekiah and followed by Tekiah. Tamalomar, Shvi Shvi, L'Gzeir Shava. So now the Gemara says that I have Gzeir Shava between Chodesh Shvi and Chodesh Shvi. By Ketzad, Shloshem Tesha. Shir tkiya kitrua, shir trua kishlosh shavarim. So the shir tkiya is like a trua, and the shir trua is like three shavarim. All right, now, so the Gemara says, we're on line 8 on Lamadal and Amanal. Hi, Tanami Kar Maiti Love Hekesha. The Tana in the Brisa initially seems to learn with a Hekesha. In other words, he said, by the Yovel, I have a superfluous term, Bachodesh Hashvi. So that comes to teach me that they're all the same in Chodesh Tishri. Now, at the end of the Brisa, he goes to Gzeir Shava, which is having the same word or similar words in two different places, and a Masorah, and he learns with Gzeir Shava. So, Hachi Kamar, this is what the Brisa is teaching me. You love Gzeir Shava. If I didn't have Gzeir Shava, I would have learned with the Hekesh. Now that I have the Gzeir Shava, Hekesh lo tzarech. I don't need the Hekesh. All right. So, any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did tonight? All right, let me see if I have anything here. Otherwise, that'll be it.
So, are these things like in musical parlance a triplet? 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. The shvarim and the trua. Assuming the trua is the short one and the shvarim is the long one.
Yeah, so what do you want to say? Well, I'm losing it. What is your question?
So, you're getting 3 for 1 on each rhythm, right?
No. What do you mean 3 for 1? What do you mean? In other words,
Sheber is 3 times as long as a trua. Is that right?
Right. Well. Again, so according to the Bali Tosfot, so the trua is equal to 9 kolos, which is basically what we do. We do 9 short sounds. The shvarim, 3 shvarim also has to equal the length of 9 short sounds. So each sheber would be like equal in time to 3 of the short sounds by the trua. Got it?
Okay, so let's say that the tkiah is 10 seconds, right, and that the 3 shvarim are 10 seconds and the 9 truot are...
Right,
so
right.
When we have tkiah, shvarim, trua, that becomes a 20-second tkiah?
Well, The first tkiah would be 10 seconds and the second tkiah would be 10 seconds.
But that's always true. Tkiah, shvarim, tkiah, 10... 10 shvarim and
right.
10.
Well, that's what we said.
It has to equal the middle of the sandwich. So
the first and the last have to equal. In other words, each piece of white bread has to be equal to what's in the middle of the sandwich.
Correct. So
the first tkiah equals the 3 shvarim, and the last tkiah equals the 3 shvarim.
Right. So when you have tkiah, shvarim, trua, tkiah, then the tkiah, which would have been 10 seconds, becomes 20 seconds. Is that right?
No. How did it become 20 seconds?
Because you said that when there's...
You're adding both tkiah or not? You're talking about an individual tkiah, right?
Right. If an individual tkiah...
The individual tkiah is just 10 seconds, just the same as the middle.
Right. That's with tkiah, shvarim, tkiah, tkiah, trua, tkiah. But with tkiah, shvarim, trua.
Right. Tkiah, shvarim, trua, right. It would be, right. So if they're each 10 seconds, it would be 20 seconds. Right.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. I You have a stickle. You want to say something on this or not? All right. I have Torah on that, but I don't want to say it right now. Okay. Okay. Because I want to save it for another time. Okay. All right. I'll see you all. Be well. And I said, let me end the recording. One second. Let me end the recording.
Yeshua.
All right, booked it.